From the 17th to the 21st of August, the C19 Coalition Campaign Early Childhood Development Centre Stream is protesting against the Department of Social Development Lindiwe Zulu's decision to allocate 1.3 billion rand from the President's COVID-19 economic stimulus package to the short-term employment of 36,000 compliance monitors for ECD programs. The coalition says that this money should be redirected into sustaining the current jobs that already exist in the sector. Speaking to C19 Gauteng representative Jennifer McQuillan, she had the following to say.
Pretty much it's to say, government, the 1.3 billion that you have allocated to 36,000 monitors, please redirect to the ECD centres themselves because they desperately need it. ECD centres have closed, many have closed, they continue to close at a rate of knots, and it is unacceptable, and we need the money. The ECDs need the money. And then also they can't reopen because they do not have money for PPEs. They have received zero help. No care packages, stimulus packages, etc. from the government. And this is unacceptable.
ECD owners and practitioners from around Gauteng had the following to say.
At this moment, I'm not earning a salary or something. I'm stuck because I'm still waiting for anybody can come and assist. This pandemic has really, 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 really changed my life into something else. I would like the minister to convert that 1.3 billion to the ECD centers instead of wanting to giving it to people who don't understand our industry.
One just wonder, what is this minister thinking? Having to spend 1.3 billion on monitors for ECD, what are they monitoring? What did she do for ECD? Did she ever say anything positive about ECD? All they can think about is to monitor. Monitor what? What have you done? What have you provided? What have you supplied?
I plead that Minister Lindiwe Zulu convert the 1.3 billion back to the educare centers so that the practitioners are able to keep their jobs and that our educare centers can continue to function as the pandemic has affected us tremendously, leaving us and the children in the unknown. Minister, please come to our rescue and consider this as a job that alleviates poverty for most women in our country and safe havens that were created passionately out of the love for children.
According to the department's latest announcement, to this end, the DSD, in partnership with the National Lotteries Commission's Infrastructure Legacy Project, will develop 203 organizations across the country at a cost of over 460 million, with communities in the Northwest being the first to receive 28 new ECD centers. For Multimedia Live, that was Amina Dekker-Asmah.